is our Wild Thing with his thoughts on round three of the NRL. Joining me now, Mark Spud Carroll. Morning, Mark.
Yeah, morning, Richard.
Look, I'm loath to talk about Latrell Mitchell, but I keep getting calls and emails suggesting that the NRL should have come down tough on him, and a couple of callers this morning reckon the NRL have made a rod for their own back by not coming down hard on him. Just, you know, very quickly, your thoughts on that the F-bomb-laden rant from Latrell.
Yeah, it wasn't the best moment he's ever had. I feel for the kids if they did hear that. I reckon the league probably should have come down quicker. Like everything, we come back from Vegas, but they take 6 or 7 days. They took too long with this. I'd rather just move on now, mate. I'd rather him do all his talking on the field than bloody off it.
Yeah. A bit of discussion about Golden Point again. I know Wayne Bennett has dead set been a critic of Golden Point, reckons, you know, if it ends after 80 minutes a draw, it's a draw. What are your views on Golden Point, Mark?
Yeah, I'm an old dinosaur too, mate. I was brought up on that. The days of Parramatta coming up against, you know, all these sides like the Canterbury Bulldogs, and if it was a draw at the end, it's a draw. Share the point.
Yeah. And just with reference to last weekend, Melbourne Storm wingers AB Coates freakish try, you reckon that's one of the best you've seen?
It's probably the best put down I've ever seen. When it says the best try, I think something like Harry Graves Senior when he scored for Parramatta against the Bulldogs all those years ago, that was a try. But yeah, the put down was just exceptional on it, like Harry contorted his body around. Man, he must have leaped 5 metres out, I reckon.
Well, they reckon he actually does that at training too, which is quite remarkable.
Yeah, mate, most of them, mate, they put the old blow-up mattress down and just dive. And, you know, he's not the only one who can do that. No, I think they've got every side has one player that's sort of athletic ability. I mean, a couple of circuses are getting in touch with them.
Yeah. Well, Dominic Young did it for the Knights last year on numerous occasions. I hope he doesn't
do
it for the Roos.
That was insane. Remember that one he went backwards and still put it down?
Yeah, crazy. Okay. You're calling the game along with Brett Camolli and Joel Kane tonight from Bluebet Stadium. Everybody talks about it being the grand final replay. It'd be a cracker of a game. Panthers take on the Broncos, but of course the Broncos minus Adam Reynolds and now prop Payne Haas. I'm going for the Penny Panthers. Who do you like in this one?
Yeah, I think Payne Haas out, big loss. I'll go to the Panthers at home.
Okay, the early game tomorrow, the Warriors and the Raiders, the Warriors at home. You got a feel for, the Warriors last week, just getting pipped by the Storm. And Ricky's Green Machine are firing back-to-back wins. Yeah. Who do you like in this one?
Yeah, they certainly are. That's a toss, isn't it? I know they're not playing at home, they're playing at Christchurch, but I think the Warriors are due for a win.
Yep, I'm going with you on that one, the Warriors. The late game tomorrow night. By the way, we're covering that Warriors-Raiders game here, all the action from 6 o'clock. The late game tomorrow, it should be an absolute ripper. The arch-rivals, the Roosters and the Rabbitohs. This will have all the fireworks with the arch-enemies doing battle here. Who do you like, the Chooks or the Rabbits?
They're playing at Allianz, a fantastic stadium. If any of our listeners up there have never been to a game, you don't have to follow a site. Just go and watch, have to go and have a look at this ground. But I think the Roosters, I was there in the Manly game, they played well. Too many mistakes. If they change that, though, I think they'll beat South.
Look, it was this time last year. Everybody was talking about Adam O'Brien being the first coach likely to get the chop. They're now talking about South's coach, Jason Demetriou. Have you heard any whispers on that one? Are they...
Nah, mate, it's just all quick paper talk. Yeah. I did want to be a coach.
Exactly. Okay, the early game on Saturday, the Bulldogs take on the Titans, and this is at Belmore. Both teams failing to get a win so far. Who do you like, the Dogs or the Titans?
I'm going to go to the Titans. My good mate, Desi. They lost the first game. They thought they were average. Four and back. They've had a rest. They've had I'm sure he would have kicked the field up behind. I think we'll go to the Titans.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. I'm going the Titans as well. The middle game on Saturday, the Dragons take on the North Queensland Cowboys. Wheels fell off the red V last week after a strong victory in the first round. Shane Flanagan not making any, drastic changes, and the Cowboys look pretty impressive after two rounds. I'm going with the Cowboys. Who do you like in this one?
Yes, everyone would have... lost a lot of tips last week. I tipped the Dragons. ordinary 38-0. Can they back it up? I'll tell you what, I'll go again, so I'll go to Dragons.
Yeah, righto. Okay, the late game on Saturday, the Tigers and the Sharks. This is at Leichhardt. Tigers copped a hiding in their opening match last week, obviously looking to turn things around. Justin Oldham named to play his first game in the black and orange, and Cronulla without Nakora, who's been suspended. Who do you like in this one, the Tigers or the Sharks?
Well, the Sharks are playing defensively strong, 13+.
Yeah, I'm going Sharkies.
Sharks.
Okay, Sunday, the telly game, the 4 o'clock game. Parramatta take on Manly. Should be a cracker. Both teams off to a pretty impressive start this season. Who do you like? Your old club, obviously, Manly.
Yeah, Manly. I think Brooks has been great. I'm looking forward to seeing Servo. I reckon he can score 2 tries. Nathan Brown off the bench against his old club. We'll go Manly.
Isn't that amazing with the player when they change clubs? You mentioned Luke Brooks. He looks like a different player this season, doesn't he?
Yeah, well, he's got his own game, Richard. Well, he's not worried about running the side. He was a puppeteer before. He had his fingers everywhere, whereas now he just worries about his own game. He's got his edge. They call him Edges, and he's letting DC, the mean the captain, run the show. So, very good.
Yeah, yep. All right, the final game, round 3 of the NRL. The Knights are at home to Melbourne at McDonald Jones Stadium. They're playing 3 games there. It's like days of old. I think they're playing Jersey Flag, New South Wales Cup and the main game, which kicks off just after 6 o'clock. Knights, they haven't had a victory yet, but I thought it was an improved performance last week. And they take on Melbourne, who are looking pretty good. Who do you like here?
Yeah, Melbourne, without Munster and the big man Nelson.
And Jerome Hughes.
Newcastle. Yeah, mate, what a joke that was. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Don't get me going, Richard. Don't get me going too early.
I don't know how he could have avoided that.
Mate, I tell you, he actually made the tackle, but I wish the referee was in the wrong position.
Yeah.
Right? I wish he would have got up in the paper. Okay, guys, look, it was my stuff up. Okay?
Yeah.
And give him a fine. You shouldn't touch a referee. Fully understand that. But, mate, you can't let the bloke runs in, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
We're going.
Yeah, I thought it was a bit rough. So, which way are you going, Knights or Storm?
Oh my God, I've got to go against you. I think the Knights. Yeah, the change Hastings. I'm going to go. Cogger's got an opportunity. I'm going to go to Newcastle.
Oh, good on you. Okay, right. Yeah. Jack Cogger in. For Jackson Hastings, I still think Tyson Gamble's a bit of a, you know, he's so inconsistent. Sometimes his kicking game is great. Sometimes it's all over the shop.
Yeah, 100%. No, I'm looking forward to seeing how Pogge is starting in the number 7.
Yep. Looking forward to that one. All right, mate. Good luck. I think I'm leading in the tipping comp.
Yeah. Why? How many?
I'm not sure. No, it's not many. It's not many, but I've got my nose in front. Mate, always good to talk to you. Good calling tonight and over the weekend too, Mark.
Thanks, mate. Sir Richard.
Mark Spud Carroll, our wild thing.